At a recent Black Lives Matter protest, a white man who was attempting to protect statues from being damaged got into some trouble with protesters and was injured. A black protester lifted him up on his shoulder and carried the man to the emergency services. The image of this black man rescuing the white man went viral. Leviticus calls on people to act with justice, not singling out anyone, poor or rich, it might have said black or white, not hating anyone or bearing a grudge. But you shall love your neighbour as yourself. Treat others as you would like to be treated. During the first lockdown, people loved their neighbours through shopping for those who were self-isolating or elderly. A sense of community was created. Even in our street, with few permanent residents, Thursday nights became an opportunity to smile at neighbours at their windows clapping. It seems a long time ago now. Leviticus is not just trying to encourage us to love our neighbour and do good deeds occasionally. The priestly writers of Leviticus are seeking a certain behaviour. Holiness, defined by God, is treating your neighbour not as some unfortunate who requires help, but as an equal, one who might offer you something as much as the other way round. Love which builds a community. There's been an interesting development in the WLM services over the last year or so. The language has changed. We now talk about people with strengths or assets, rather than define someone as poor or homeless, which puts them in a box. The idea is to see the whole person. A person who might have a variety of assets, carpenter, cook, and so on. Changing the language changes the nature of the relationship, changes indeed who thinks they might have power in that relationship, changes how one loves one's neighbour. Leviticus warns against judging unfairly. So to love one's neighbour, to offer help in a time of need whilst respecting the integrity of that person, is something we are called as people of faith, dating back to this Levitical law of the earliest Jewish people, to love our neighbour as we love ourselves. But it can be a hard task. Looking back, I'm not sure whether I was a neighbour to the homeless person. No, a person who had a family, a career, aspirations, who happened to turn up at a previous church of mine, having been made homeless. And to love my neighbour was a hard task. I did try to treat this person as having strengths or assets, to treat them as being whole, not to place them in a box named poor, to feel better about myself for helping. For over a year, I offered the person hospitality in the church, free coffee, some basic provisions. Mostly I and others offered a listening ear, hours of listening. Two of my staff accompanied the person on a journey to visit a very sick relative. Something the church could offer that social services would not. In fact, once social services decided that working with the church might be a way to resolve the situation this person with strengths and assets found themselves in, the role the church could provide became respected and a partnership developed. But to love my neighbour, particularly, I have to say, my neighbour who worked in social services, without slandering them in a staff meeting or bearing a grudge, was, I admit, perhaps the hardest part of loving one's neighbour in this particular story. Did I love my neighbour as I love myself? Would I have wanted someone to do all this for me if I was also a well-educated person with a number of assets who happened to have experienced some mental health challenges? Did I seek justice for my neighbour and seek not to judge? Eventually, after a year, I had worked out for this particular person how to obtain the benefits which were due to this person, hopefully to be able to move them on into some sort of accommodation. A meeting was arranged on a certain Monday morning to go with the person to obtain the benefits and sign the forms. But sometimes one's neighbour doesn't want the kind of love one is offering. Had I decided that I would want in that situation something different from what this person wanted? Had I created a problem to be solved, a box to be ticked? Had loving my neighbour as myself turned into getting what I thought my neighbour wanted? Perhaps it was not the kind of love my neighbour needed. I saw this neighbour about a year later, living somewhere, looking much healthier. I pray it is still so. Or perhaps it was the kind of love my neighbour needed. Which brings us to another question. When does the state or society or the church intervene to protect a neighbour? I have sat for many a long hour discussing with psychiatrists whether to admit someone into hospital because they pose a danger to themselves or others. I experienced in my job in the 80s the very real issue which clinical managers face today for different reasons. Where are the needs of neighbours and their neighbours met versus how many beds are available? Loving your neighbour means hard choices for social workers, clinicians, ministers. The passage that we heard from Leviticus is a version of the Ten Commandments, perhaps the less well-known version. Leviticus arises from this priestly tradition, and behind the various commands and laws of Leviticus lies a question. What does one have to do to be close to the centre of the cultic worship? What sort of behaviour should a worshipper exhibit? And the example in Leviticus here is offered of a courtroom. In previous verses, Leviticus deals with the consequences of stealing from a neighbour and paying for a fair wage. These circumstances might lead someone to a modern day courtroom. And when giving a judgment, perhaps in a court or tribunal, Leviticus says, make sure it is based on justice. Don't show favoritism to either the poor or the rich. Treat everyone equally. Don't go about speaking untruths. You shall also reprove your neighbour or correct them, or bring a charge against that neighbour. In other words, if there is something wrong or troubling in a neighbour's behaviour, bring it out into the open. Because the consequence of not doing so, suggests Leviticus, is to bear a grudge or go around slandering and speaking untruths. The sentiment here is to name the problem. Maybe we need to do so more in churches. In doing this, you will love your neighbour, but love them as you love yourself. Love them as you would like to be treated. With such love, you will not only restore community, you will also be close to the centre of worship, the heart of God. I took a decision to love my neighbour that involved intervention for wider protection. Last winter, last March, just before lockdown, as the Prime Minister was announcing the pre-lockdown restrictions, I, with others, took the decision to close the winter night shelter. This was literally as the meal was being cooked and the guests were beginning to arrive. I then spent the evening telling the guests about our decision to close, which, as you will imagine, did not go down too well. And yet, we discerned it was for their safety and indeed for ours. Maybe as the beginnings of the coronavirus pandemic had hit our shores, maybe we saved a life. Who knows? To love your neighbour, it would seem logical to welcome those guests in from the street. Conversely, at the time, being on the street was safer. Did our neighbours like the kind of love we were offering? If we had let them in, might we have been offering the kind of love our neighbour would have wanted, but perhaps didn't need? Looking back, I think we did love our neighbours, even if it seemed totally counterintuitive. With hindsight, we might have found hotels for that night. We did find hotels for a similar situation in King's Cross about a week later. And then, having booked all of the hotels where isolating could have happened, frustratingly, another institution stepped in and invited all of the guests into one big hall. Our neighbours were offered the kind of love they might have wanted, but did they need? Sometimes well-meaning love from a neighbour needs to be challenged, reproved. Is what is being provided actually for the best? That is a question we should constantly be asking in our provision for all kinds of people, whether it be in Hind Street, in King's Cross, in the WLM services. Loving your neighbour, it is a hard task. It's interesting to reflect also that during lockdown, the government housed virtually everybody on the streets of Westminster. Not long term, though. The Everyone In programme saw the street homeless count in Westminster fall from 340 a night to 30 during lockdown, as people were offered hotels and flats. I know that some of the WLM staff were part of the support mechanism, and I got involved in a bit of that myself. The street homeless count has now risen back up to 260 currently a night. The financial cost of getting everybody in was huge, but it can be done with the correct investments, as can supporting jobs, whether they be in Manchester or elsewhere. The question, I think, is, how much tax would you like to pay? Most post-war elections have elected governments who want to tax us less and intervene less. Loving your neighbour. Hard choices for politicians and indeed us as the electorate. All I wanted to suggest today is that loving your neighbour is something that trips off the tongue, is, you would say, a core part of Christianity. And perhaps we do it in a certain way and sometimes forget to question why we are doing it. I have suggested loving your neighbour as yourself is actually a hard task, whether you be social worker, politician, minister, church member. Leviticus invites us to love our neighbour in the context of drawing closer to God and creating community. To do so with justice and without judgments. Can we see the strengths and assets of the people that we meet without judging and without trying to solve a problem of our own creation? When Jesus is asked by the Pharisees, which is the greatest commandment of all? He replies, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. Which is exactly what the Pharisees expected him to say. But then he adds this addition, which of course we know is found in Leviticus. And he says, a second is like it. You shall love your neighbour as you love yourself. And perhaps Jesus added that commandment because he knew it was a hard task. Amen.